Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New York Rangers Hockey.
Good evening. Welcome to this special edition on a Tuesday night, Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Sean Wavery edition. And I stole that from somebody in the chat room. Eddie, and I'm laughing at Howie. Eddie, good evening, and how are you?
What's going on? I'm rocked and ready and just so jazzed to be here. And I like that, Wavery edition.
I think it was Wazilli that put that out there. So if it was Waz, thank you as always. And if it wasn't, thank you to whoever it was. We appreciate you guys being here. I apologize for the voice. I left it at University of Phoenix Stadium on Sunday. I believe you all know why. I'll do the best I can.
I'll try to pick up the... Now, I just want to let you fans know at home that I am in the middle of a fantasy hockey draft. So between Jim and me, you're going to get nothing tonight because you're going to have to take off. I mean, it's been a very hectic night.
Have you drafted Chris Newberry yet?
Chris Newberry has not been drafted as of yet, but... I've got some surprising picks that I panicked on.
Uh-oh. Well, if the draft ends while we're on the air, before we go off the air tonight, you might have to read us your roster. Now, here is the starting lineup for the Geik whoever.
Yeah. So I'm kind of multitasking here while we do it. And okay. And
he has made his selection. In the 42nd round, the Ronkonkoma Raiders take Chris Newberry.
Right. Now, I wanted to say off the top, this has been a very polarizing subject about Sean Avery all over the message boards. People going crazy.
Ridiculous.
You know, some people saw it coming. People who listened to the show, the people in the know at Rhymes. We've been talking about Sean Avery all over the summer. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people know where we stand and most of the fans stand. But a lot of people are upset that Sean Avery is being waived. And I want to hear from you guys. I'm sure we both want to hear from you guys about what you think about that.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a couple of calls on the line. Judging from what I read on Twitter and the internet today, the Rangers basically cut Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, Rod Gilbert, ripped down Richter's jersey from the rafters, stepped on the shield, and I don't know, stole Carol Lalt's underpants from her clothesline. I mean, this is like, it's the most divisive subject on this team that I think I can remember in a long time. I mean, the what's that word you like to use? The vitriol?
Right. Yes.
Tortorella is ruining this team. Sean Avery got screwed. How could the Rangers do this? How can they keep EC over Sean Avery? I'm going to tell you why, okay? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. First of all, one of the reasons, as it always comes down to in sports, okay? Sports is a business. It came down to money, first of all, okay? EC will cost them a lot less on the cap than Sean Avery will, okay? That was one reason, okay? Number two, if it's going to come down to a choice between these two, okay? And for right now, it did. This doesn't mean... First of all, it doesn't mean Eric Christensen is going to be with this team the whole year. I don't think Eric Christensen's got. I don't think you're going to see Eric Christensen play more than 10 games for this team this year. Okay, so it's not really just it's not just Eric Christensen versus Sean Avery somewhere over Tokyo, like King Kong versus Godzilla, like Eddie said the other night, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. That's not what this is about. It was just about money. And who makes more sense on the roster? Who gives them more cap space? Because came down money. The other thing is, who are you going to take? You're going to take the younger guy who's got marginally better hockey skills. He's younger. He plays center, and he's got just at least a modicum of chemistry with your superstar sniper. In case something happens to Brad Richards, at least you've got Eric Christensen in your pocket or in Connecticut or wherever, because I don't think Avery's going to Connecticut. I think Avery's going to stay in Europe or whatever. So it just, to me, it makes perfect sense for right now, give that last roster spot to Eric Christensen. Sean, I've said this for a long time, and I'm sorry, he's not that good of a hockey player. They don't play the Flyers every night, so he doesn't come to play every night. You can say what you want about Christensen. I'm not any Eric Christensen fan either. You guys know that. But if you're going to give me a choice, Sophie's choice, okay? Who is that? Jessica Lang? You're going to give me a Sophie's choice, I'm taking Eric Christensen, at least for now. Like I said, I don't think he plays more than 10 games this season because I don't think there's a need for him. I don't think there's a use for him. But between the two, sure, give me Eric Christensen. He's got more value. Sean Avery has no value. He has no value. He has no trade value. Nobody wants Sean Avery. I don't think anybody's taking him. He'll pass through waivers, I think. And I think he'll wind up in Europe, playing in Europe, being a superstar over there, living on the Riviera or in Italy or wherever.
Well, this is my take on it. And I know, you know, I'm trying to look at the side. People see Avery as a guy who appears to be hustling all the time. And, you know, and they see a guy like Eric Christensen who's, you know, is not a guy who gives you effort. But
he's a head case.
Yes. I mean, but the problem is that I think the Rangers as an organization are going in a different direction. And that may not be the greatest direction. You know, I got some criticisms of
Hey, Sue, you want to call me and ask in the chat room, fine. But you know what? The line to get Sean Avery forms to the left. I'm sure there are 25 goddamn teams in the league beating down the door for Sean Avery. Don't tell me he's got all this value. Eric Christensen makes $900,000 a year. It makes perfect sense to keep him over a guy who skates around with a target on his back and creates more news off the ice than he does on the ice. The only time the guy shows up is when they play the Flyers. So, yeah, I'm an ass.
Yes. Well, it's not the first time you or I have been called an ass in the chat room and
stop
whatever.
Stop writing the chat. It's annoying.
That's right. I mean, it does remind us of Jackie Lombo. So, I think that's one of the main reasons the cap. But anyway, that's here nor there. I think Sean Avery, we could take his 4 or 5 goals, and I think
three.
We could do better than that.
Right.
Three goals. I'm sorry. I overestimated. I just think it's again, I don't think EC is going to be like a guy that he could easily be gone too. I don't think it's a question of him or Avery. I think it's that 13th guy, is certainly going to be a guy that it may not be either one of them. It may be somebody else, you know, whether it's a John Mitchell or I think both of them have worn out their welcome here. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. And you know, the sideshow, the novelty is kind of worn off. And Sean's getting up there in age. I mean, you know, again, he looks good when he's playing with the young guys. I will not miss his constant offsides. You know. Yeah, I mean, that's another part of his game that drives me nuts.
I won't miss him floating around behind the net. Get out from behind the net. You're not Wayne Gretzky. Get out from behind the net.
Right.
Look, you know, the streets are filled with 31-year-old wingers who could put up 24 points a year. It's filled with them. The unemployment lines are full of them. He could be replaced. Look at Eric Christensen. They both stink.
That's what I think. I think Christensen will wind up in the minors. And I think he was kept just for the reason you stated that, you know, the Rangers are an offensively challenged team. And in theory, Eric Christensen could help them offensively, I think. But we should set the bar a little bit higher than Eric Christensen. But it certainly, even in this chat room, even on this brilliant show of ours, it's become a polarizing issue, which is great. I love to see the fur fly, so to speak. And, you know, this is what we're here for, to voice our
opinion. Do feed off controversy.
Yes. And, you know, I was big on Sean Avery, and everybody's saying, oh, he looked good in the preseason. I mean, this preseason, especially the one in Europe, I don't know. I can't judge anything on this bigger ice surface. It's been pretty much a mishmash of, really glorified scrimmages as far as I'm concerned. The Rangers haven't played as a team, basically. They have three different squads they're throwing out. So that's where I kind of stand on that. So we'll see what happens down the line. But it surely is a polarizing issue.
It definitely is. I'm sorry. I was. So we'll take your phone call, 646-478-4692.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys want to call in.
Feel free to call in and call Jim and ask. On the phone.
Yeah.
I want to hear him call an ass, actually. Sue actually tried to send me $20 through the email, and he's a wisecracker. I like that last week. And I was going to send a $3 change through the email. Let's get around to it.
I'm trying to get the app to work for live, and for some reason it's not. For me, I guess John Grossman's been telling me it's working, but I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, 646-478-4692 if you guys want to call in. And don't forget, we'll be back Thursday night, Atlantic Division preview show, and then Friday morning with our Rangers preview show. We'll be on the air at 11, I think, on 11 East Coast time on Friday, or 11:30. I forget now. You can look it up on our webpage. So, yeah, call in. Call me an ass. Do whatever you want. And we want to hear what you guys have to say about Sean Avery. We've got some guests lined up for Thursday night. And did you hear what Tortorella said when they asked him about Avery? Did you hear what he said?
No. Enlighten.
he said that we have better hockey players than Sean Avery.
What did you say? I'm sorry. I was doing my thing.
He said, we have better hockey players than Sean Avery. And let's face it, you know, John Tortorella he didn't ask for Sean Avery. He's been stuck with Sean Avery since he got here. Everybody knows he's not a Sean Avery fan. He's never been a Sean Avery fan. He went on TSN and said the guy shouldn't be in the league.
Yes, agree. I don't know who he's thinking because they got better. I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to say. It does eliminate the. Do we play him? Is he going to be happy? Is he? Putting the lasso on him, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so it does eliminate that. So I mean, it's going to be interesting. Maybe he'll clear waivers, and all this will be for naught, and he'll be in Hartford. Who knows?
Well, he hasn't left Europe, right? He's staying behind in Europe, is what I hear.
Apparently, that's the. Maybe he'll be on Bratislava before it's all over.
Well, there he goes. Bratislava. Hey, maybe he'll go on Zug. Go play
Zug.
Jesus.
So.
You're right about this. This has been the worst preseason I've ever seen in any sport, ever. The games have been terrible. The broadcasting's been terrible. It's just horrible. I don't know. What's his Bell? Brendan Bell? How much Brendan Bell do we need?
Oh God!
And did he got put on waivers today too, right?
What? Yes, he got him in Stink Pickle.
Stink Pickle.
They both got sent down.
I'm more outraged about Stink Pickle getting waived than Sean Avery.
I'm not outraged by any of those two guys getting waived. I'm going to be honest, Jim. I'm really frightened about this Ranger defense. I am shaking. If it wasn't for Henrik Lundqvist, now everybody's going to say, I know if you've heard this show, you know I always get jittery before the season, and I'm like, I'm running around like, what's the chicken that was Sky is Falling? What's his name there?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little. I'm like Chicken Little right now. But if Mark Stahl doesn't get back and get back in a hurry, we got some problems.
But we'll talk about that in a little while. And
yes.
Then save your predictions for Friday because the world is waiting on that.
Okay, well,
that's going to be a big moment in show history.
It's time for you people to speak out here in the underground. Get on the freaking phone, you sons of bitches.
646-478-4692, your two-way sports talk telephone number. First up, 203-231, I believe this is Mark. Mark. Is this you?
Aloha, Jim. Aloha, Eddie.
Aloha.
Mr. Hand.
I say aloha because I'm flipping back and forth between MSG Show and a 96 replay and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
So you guys are very entertaining.
Having a pizza and learning about Cuba.
Exactly. That's right.
So what's going on, Mark?
Not much. This has been quite a week for Tortorella as far as I'm concerned. I spend more time bashing him than praising him. And first he gives Lundqvist the A when he's in his hometown, which I thought was a very cool gesture.
It was.
And then he does today, which I think is just fantastic. I just had it, like you guys probably had it with him, the sideshow crap. He delivers very little. The only positive, if I look back at his career, the only thing I can think of is when Dallas came into MSG and Avery had like a 4-point night, including like a spinorama goal off the boards.
Right.
The only time I can think of where I was like, wow, this guy. Other than that, he's so replaceable. And it's not, like you said, Jim, it's not about him versus Christensen. It certainly was, it's about other players and giving other players a chance. And, he's just, it's not all about Sean. It's not some guy who wants to sit at the end of the bench and sell his stupid black T-shirts and his restaurant and everything else. I mean, it's just been one thing after another where it's just so un-team-oriented, which flies in the face of everything that a Callahan-led team is about, as far as I'm concerned.
You said it's been a busy week for Tortorella, and you know what Tortorella always says.
I'd say to find his work is never done.
That's right.
That's right.
Fonz's work is never done.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, of course, the season hasn't started yet, so I haven't seen, line changes every other minute. So, there'll be plenty of time to bash him. But right now, I've been very happy with, some of the decisions he's made that, kind of off-ice decisions. I just, what are you going to do? I mean, he's doing the right thing and, name the right captain and all that other stuff. It's good, finally, some good things. So.
Now, are you working on Friday? Are you going to miss the opener? Will you be home?
I'm not working. But I have some commitments, some stuff, and plus it's the holiday again, so I'm going to head down to New Jersey. Yom Kippur is Friday into Saturday, so I'm heading to New Jersey. So. But other than that, hopefully I'll hear it a little, maybe in the car. Actually, it's 11 o'clock or 11:30 during the day.
Well, the show is at 11. The game is at 1 East Coast time.
Okay, yeah, usually I'll just DVR the game and watch it when I get home or something. So
there you go.
I've been doing that. I've been watching the games, like trying to, because I hate it, because I can't go on Facebook because then everyone posts, you know, what happened. And
right.
I'm like, you know, even though it's preseason and doesn't mean too much, I just, I like to not to know, you know, like watching. But I'm going to talk about, I mean, Zuccarello looks great, you know. I mean, we got some really good things, you know. You're right, Eddie, about Stahl. I hope, you know, that's a big loss if he's out for any extended length of time.
Mark, I just want to step in. You know,
yeah, sure.
I just got to get on the Mark Stahl thing right now. I mean, how many? I told Jim, you know, we really should have the Thompson's twins lies. Yeah, when we talk about these injury reports, when we get from the Rangers. I mean, first he's not traveling to North America for preseason. I mean, he's not gonna play in the North American games. But he's gonna play in Europe. Then he doesn't play in Europe. Then Glenn Sather says, oh, he just has a headache. And now it's out for the first two games. I will not be surprised if this guy is not even ready for the Rangers home opener.
I agree with you. I don't know why they don't just say that. I mean, there's no harm in that because, I mean, with Crosby and all the other stuff that's been going on, it's not like they're going to look bad if they say, you know what, we're going to just say he's out till December because he's got a concussion or concussion-like symptoms. You know, what is the big deal? I mean, people know that you don't know. He's obviously, and then I heard he was going for acupuncture. I mean, and went to Buffalo for something. I don't know. They're not even disclosing. They sort of semi-disclose what's going on. You know, like Sam and Joe allude to things, but don't really get into the details. So it's like, you know, if they're not going to really tell you everything, you know, just be worst case or whatever. Say we don't know, and it's not day to day. That makes it sound like tomorrow he could play. That's clearly not going to happen. So don't say day-to-day. Just say we don't know because it's a concussion, all right? Everybody knows that we don't know what's going on. And just make it, you know, it could be a month, could be 3 months. And then be happy if it's playing next week.
All right. I'm going to steal a line from Eddie here. I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but I am setting the Mark Stahl over-under at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Is Mark Stahl back before Thanksgiving, which would be under, or is he back after Thanksgiving, which would be over?
Wow.
Right now, I'm saying over. I have a very bad feeling Mark Stahl won't be back until after the first of the year.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
It's just my gut feeling. This has been such a disastrous catastrophe cover-up.
Yeah.
He's got a headache. He's got a concussion. Say they're going on. Maybe he just has a headache. Maybe he doesn't have a concussion.
Right.
Maybe there's nothing wrong with him. Maybe he's got a bulging disc. Maybe it's a hangnail. Maybe it's toe fungus.
And worse yet,
you
watch him. Watch him. They'll put him in the lineup for the home opener because it is the home opener, or something in December because 24/7 or some baloney. And then he'll play for a game or two, and then he'll get symptoms again, and then he'll be out even longer than he would have had he not played. You know, something like that. I mean, they're going to, well, somehow, you're right, not only are they not going to disclose, but they'll screw it up some way because it's obvious. They don't know what the heck they're doing, and the doctors don't know what they're doing, and it's just so obvious. And it's frustrating.
This organization divulges injury information the way the Kremlin used to divulge information about dead Russian premiers. You remember Brezhnev would be dead for 3 weeks before they'd tell you? Sick for 3 weeks? Oh, yeah, Brezhnev died, by the way, and here's a new guy. I'm telling you, I got a bad feeling about this.
No, I agree. As far as injury handling disclosure, I totally agree. They don't know. And that's on a regular interview. That's when the guy has a groin injury or something we know. Forget about the fact that this is something that really, even if they did disclose properly, they don't even know what to disclose because nobody knows what's going on. You know, but anyway, I guess to Eddie's point, we can save that for another day. But the only other thing I want to say, another positive, you guys been seeing these ads for this Beginnings show that MSG is going to have? Did you catch that by any chance?
I've seen commercials for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, commercials or whatever.
Yeah.
And I actually was excited about it because the one clip they showed was of Derek Stepan, I think it was, which means we're going to see, like, more of his mom. That was the first thing I thought.
Oh, nice.
Trish Coakley. I like that.
See that? So that's assuming they do one show.
Here's Mrs. Stepan on her way to the drive-in where she got pregnant with Derek in the backseat.
You read my mind.
And she's in like, you know, she's in like, let's see, he's what, 21? So she would have been, he was born what, 1990s, so she was
right.
She's like all grunged out, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She she's all
Nirvana fan or something.
With a Nirvana concert T-shirt.
Exactly.
You know, she's got bangle bracelets and whatever. I don't know.
Anyway, that was another positive stuff. That we got to start singing more at MSG. Apparently, we got to do a little more singing by the crowd. That's become very obvious. So watching these kids.
So Sam, yeah. So Joe Micheletti.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, that's it for tonight, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Mark.
So
take
have
care.
A good night.
See you next time.
Yep, absolutely. Take it easy.
Good night. So you want to weigh in over or under Thanksgiving for Mark Stahl?
Oh. 12 games.
12 games.
I hope not.
So you're going under?
I'm going under, yeah.
You're going under because if it goes over, the season's going under. Oh, this thing goes to hell in a handbasket fast if they go over. All right, who we got next? I think this is Costa. 631974.
Yes, the crazy.
What's going
one.
On? What's going on, brother?
Same old.
All right.
Avery.
Get out of here, you bum.
I wouldn't say that. I don't say that either.
Well, what are you saying?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm indifferent to it, to be honest.
Costa, I want to say you like the chicanery. You like to mix it up yourself. I mean, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
That?
I do. I do.
Of course, people do go both ways.
I mean, don't you? I would think that Sean Avery would be a guy you would miss.
Yeah, but if he's not going to be Sean Avery, then what good is he? If they won't let Avery be Avery, what good is he?
That's a good point.
I hope Saul plays against the Islanders. That's what I'm hoping.
So you're looking for the October 15th? Is that the?
Yeah, I'm hoping he plays against the Islanders. That's what I'm hoping. Knock on wood.
That's you hitting your head, right? So okay. So you're kind of like meh. That's how you describe.
One of his favorite words.
Meh.
Meh. Yeah, you're very meh.
You're very meh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, get out of here, you bum.
So all right. So anything else to add in this wondrous phone call that you've?
I mean, you called up to tell us you had no opinion. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I really got no opinion on it. I mean.
Anything else? Mark Stahl, over or under?
Like I said, I'm hoping the Islanders, the 15th.
All right, so you're going under.
Yeah, I'm going under.
All right. Okay, nobody's with me on the pessimist express here. All right, Costa. Well,
all right,
stop it. Thanks for calling with that great opinion.
Well, he called to check in. Feel the love. Hey, listen, the show is getting better. I mean, you got called an ass right off the bat. Now it's a little bit more love fest. I think I want to go back to the more controversial show, actually.
It was better when I was yelling at Sue.
Sue,
one more call here. I think it's a Skype call. I don't know who this is. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, is this John Newman?
It's the one and only John Newman.
I got to say
thanks to John Newman.
Showing up on a block number here.
Yeah, Jim, get this. John Newman sent me a package.
Oh.
That was not...
Postage due?
No.
This guy's a
priority mail in a good way.
This guy doesn't spare any expense.
Never for any.
And what was I going to say?
What did he send you?
Oh, he sent me a boatload of hockey cards. And I have to thank him from the bottom of my heart. It was a very nice gesture, and I'm glad that he thought of me. And it was fantastic, John. And no matter what they say about you, in my estimation, you are a good guy. And thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the cards, my friend.
I will. Thank you. He knows one of my passions is hockey card collecting, and it was just so cool that he did that. I know now why Stacy loves you. Because underneath it all,
I don't.
Because underneath it all, you're a dear, dear man.
Why does she love me?
Because you're just beastly.
Yeah, that's what. Never mind.
It's a sad, sad day, fellas. Sad, sad day.
Why?
Avery's gone. Dale Weiss is gone.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
The great Dale Weiss.
We hardly knew ye.
Oh, yeah. Follows in the footsteps of other Ranger legends like Ryan Holwig, Jed Ortmeyer, and Blair Betts.
Oh, speaking of Blair Betts.
Uh-oh, here we go.
He's available.
Wow, you didn't see my post on the message board on our Facebook?
I did, but I was letting you bring it up.
Oh, Blair Betts was waived by the Philadelphia Flyers. So, let's bring back that penalty killer extraordinaire. We'll get Paul Mara back in here. Corporate Krapsky.
I saw a guy the other night, Saturday night. I was hanging out down at Westgate in Glendale. The Coyotes had a preseason game, and I saw a guy in a Lori Korpikoski jersey.
Oh, Rangers or Coyotes? Okay.
It's Russ Cohen?
No, it wasn't Russ Cohen.
Margaret O'Hurley?
No, it wasn't Margaret O'Hurley.
Oh, here we go. With the Blair Betts. As my friend Tom, now the chat room is exploding over Blair Betts. Yes. I want is a one-dimensional penalty killer on my team. Don't we have enough penalty killers on this team?
Brian Bork is going to be
on
this team as the penalty killer.
Blair Betts is good for one thing.
We got no room for Blair Betts. Ryan Bork is going to make this team as a penalty killer.
That ship has sailed. Time to move on. Blair Betts, like my friend Tom said, I don't want anybody on my team with the first name Blair.
Fatherly juices.
There you go. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the Falcon.
I don't know if these guys are serious about getting Blair Betts back or they're yanking my wanker.
I want somebody to call up and tell us why the Rangers should bring back Blair Betts. Somebody, if you guys are serious, I want somebody to call in and tell us that.
Jim?
Yes.
I'm going over. Way over.
You're with me on the over train?
Way over. St. Paddy's Day is coming back. He's going to get drunk again and play a good game.
That's the best you got.
Best I got? No, listen, so I'm sorry, fellas. Have a great night.
Thanks for the cards.
What'd you send me? He hung up. Of course, sends me your cards.
Is anybody checking out Jim and his blue shirt underground radio shirt on cam?
Oh, I was waiting to, I was going to do I was going to do a presentation. I was going to do a thing. I was going to play your clip. Tell her.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll save that for later then. We'll save that for later.
You want to? Oh, wait. Hold on. We got a long time listener who we haven't heard from in a long time on the line here. But he demands theme music, so I got to have it ready for him. Here it is.
Here we go.
How are you, buddy? He's not there. I put him on and he's not there. I played his theme music and everything.
Yeah, he's he hasn't been on in a while. He took the off season off.
I guess so. He summers on the Riviera, doesn't he? He's got a lot of money.
He's got that kind of money, huh?
I think he took us out to lunch. He's gotta have some.
Yeah, really.
He fed the two of us.
Yeah, we were a lot heavier then. That's because we're on a fight weight.
All right. Well, DB, try and call back if you're he probably had to. He's usually listening at work, so he's probably unavoidably detained, as they say. All right. If you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692. Now, before we move on and talk about some other things, I would encourage you to go on the right-hand side on the chat room where you see everybody's name. And I'm not sure if you have to right-click or if you left-click on my name, and you could pull up my video. I want you to turn on my video, and while you turn on my video, and you'll be able to see me sitting here, and then for you, we will play this clip, if I can find it. I found it before. There it is. Here we go.
Blue Shirt Underground Radio fans, the 2011-2012 season of Ranger Hockey is upon us, and we'd like to unveil the inaugural Blue Shirt Underground Radio T-shirt. This magnificent and wondrous royal blue T-shirt has print on both the front and the back. How's that for state-of-the-art? On the front of the shirt, it identifies you as a listener of the most subversive Ranger broadcast out there. Blue Shirt Underground Radio. And on the back of the shirt, it exclaims proudly, "Can you hear us?" This must-have shirt is available in all men's sizes and costs only $15. $17 will get you the shirt shipped to anywhere in North America. How's that for a fucking deal? If you'd like to take a gander at what the shirt looks like before you buy it, go to blueshirtunderground.com. If you want to pay by PayPal, there's a way to do it right there on the page. The best way to get this transaction of a lifetime started is email. Simply email eddie@rangercrisis.com and he'll help you get the ball rolling in acquiring this exclusive in-demand item. Show the entire hockey world that you're part of an informative, no-nonsense, uncensored radio program. Blue Shirt Underground Radio. The one true voice of the Rangers fan.
Beautiful. There you have it. The shirts are in. Now I am going to make one recommendation as far as the shirts go. Whatever size you normally wear, get the next size up.
Shrink after washing.
Oh, they're not big T-shirts. Like normally, an extra large T-shirt is pretty loose on me now, and this one's a little snug.
Oh, well, buddy.
So I would recommend ordering if you're normally a large, get an extra large. If you're an extra large, get a double X or you know whatever.
Speaking of which, Jim. And
yes, sir.
I've held back from you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
And, well, it's not a big thing. It's not a tremendous secret that I've held from you. But we got a nice little email.
Oh, really?
And that kind of ties into the whole T-shirt thing. And
letters.
I really thought...
We get letters.
Letters.
We get stacks and stacks of letters. Letters. Isn't that what they used to play on David Letterman?
Yes. This is from a friend of the show, a diehard listener named Craig Dolanik, and he writes, "Eddie, First off, I wanted to say thank you for being part of this show, a show that I can say I truly look forward to listening while I get away from the day-to-day issues we all deal with. I have found that your humor and historical perspective, I love how he's mentioning me, is a wonderful cure for anything that life can throw at someone. I just listened to the show from last week, and you mentioned shirts are available. My son, who will be 8 in a couple of weeks, is beginning his first full year of as a Ranger fan. I wanted to get a couple of shirts and let him know that his voice can be heard. Let me know where to send the check to, and if you could put 2 shirts on the side for him and I, it would be greatly appreciated.
Size wow.
Size is needed, 2XL and small. Thanks again, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Best, Craig. That was a great letter, and I'm going to write
him
back. Yeah, that was when me and Jim get stuff like that, that makes it completely worth it. Not the T-shirt orders, but just that somebody, you know, I know everybody who's in the chat room is always saying positive things and on the Facebook and the positive. But when I read that, I know why I do this show, because I just love talking Rangers hockey. And if I'm making somebody happy around the world, I think it's great.
I could give 2 shits about the Rangers. I do it for the money.
Oh, boy, yeah, we're raking it in.
We're gonna try DB Maven again. He's on the line. Hold on.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
What's up, DB? Really?
What is going on with this kid?
He's not
really.
Is he? He's on his magic phone again. Magic Jack, whatever they call that thing.
I don't know.
Boy, what a show! Wow. Ooh.
DB, wow. Are you there?
He's single-handedly killing this show.
Really?
I mean, he's kind of technical difficulties I expect from other shows.
He's like the Ted McGinley of this broadcast.
Yeah. The end of the show. End of the road.
DB says, I am here, but we can't hear you.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
You bastard. All right, 646-478-4692 is the number. If you want to call in, there was somebody I was expecting a phone call from another an Avery lover, but he hasn't called in yet. I was hoping he would, but we'll see. The show ain't over yet. And don't forget, we'll be back Thursday night at what time are we on Thursday night? 8:30. Our Atlantic Division preview show. We have. We're going to be joined by Kevin Canessa, the host of KC and 60 on Showvio. He's also, I believe he is a producer on the Sid Rosenberg show on the radio, and also Sid Rosenberg Showvio show. So he's going to join us with the Devils. He's going to do a Devils preview for us. We have Derek and I believe Adam is the other guy's name. They are from Penn's Blog, which is... obviously a Pittsburgh Penguins blog, not only the top Pittsburgh Penguins blog, but they are one of the preeminent hockey blogs in the country as far as traffic and notoriety. These guys are big when it comes to the Penguins. I know we've had Frank from Pittsburgh on in the past, but we thought we'd reach out to some different people this year, and the guys from Penn's Blog were graciously agreed to come on. So they're going to come on. We are hoping to have Jeff Detweiler from Broad Street Hockey. He's been on with us before to talk about the Flyers. Our Islanders representative is unknown as of this broadcast because I haven't found one yet. Can't find a fan, and I can't find anybody that wants to come on and talk about him. I did reach out to a couple people that have not answered me. The only person who did answer me was Mike Hume from ESPN New York. He is busy on Thursday night, so he won't be able to join us. But he said he'd love to come on again, so maybe we'll have him on after the Rangers come back to the Continental 48, as they say, and we'll talk to him about the Rangers, and we don't even have to worry about the Islanders. So hopefully we'll cover all of the teams. If not, we'll cover the ones that are here, and then we'll just poke fun at the Islanders. I ran into three guys. I don't know if you saw the picture I put. Did you see the picture I put up on Underground Radio? On the Facebook page last night, the guys in the Nordiques T-shirts.
Yeah. You met them down there, right?
Yeah. They were going to the Coyotes game, And, yeah, really nice guys. And I said to him, I said, listen, you know, you guys are looking for a hockey team. I said, I'm a Ranger fan. I said, I'll give you the Islanders. You can have them. And they all said, in unison, without even thinking about it, we'll take them. That's how desperate they are for hockey in Quebec City. They'll take the Islanders. So all is not lost, Mr. Wang. There is a home for you. You'd be better off in Quebec. You don't want to be in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with you there. Nobody, that wouldn't work at all. For sure. And were they French speaking, these Nordique fans? This Nordique fan? Was he?
They spoke. I mean, they spoke English. They had the. They had the accent, but they spoke perfect English. Very nice guys too.
Oh, that's good. Always good to meet hockey fans all around the world. And it'll be interesting. Maybe we can open up the interview with the guy from the Pens blog with Dubinsky calling Crosby a baby. That'll set the tone right off.
Yeah, so we're going to antagonize our guests right off the bat.
That's what I like to do.
Harry, what was the deal between you and Sidney Crosby? I know it started with a stick or two, and we're taking a look at it now.
Oh, he just gives a little whack. You know, he's such a little baby sometimes. And, you know, it's the end of the period. I'm just, you know, I was just minding my own business. You know, I don't know if he's frustrated or what's going on, but, you know, whatever.
We haven't played that one in a while. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, you were quick on the gun there. So, go ahead.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood on the switchboard.
Nice. Now, let's see. Well, I got one more draft pick in this freaking ridiculous draft that's taken now 2 hours and 15. Well, about 2 hours, actually. I guess that's not too bad. But, you know, what else? We had this whole conversation yesterday, me and you, which was like, we wish we could go on the air at that time. I'm trying to recapture what we were talking about. How about this? Why does it seem that everybody has such a hard time cracking this lineup? These 12 New York Rangers spots that are solidified. You've got to pay your dues to get up on the Ranger Big Club, you know, to get knocked out in the first round. You know, and this is kind of perturbing me, and whether this is, I got to save this for tomorrow or Saturday or whatever, Friday, whatever, I'm saying it now. But guys like Erik Christensen, you know, and I could see why Sue is upset and the rest of people are upset, Erik Christensen still being allowed to float around. It seems like familiarity with John Tortorella actually carries more weight than perhaps upside or ability or winning a position on merit. Because, like you mentioned, Ryan Bourque. Was there any reason that Ryan Bourque shouldn't be on this team, other than maybe the ones that you cited about, you know, Christensen being a backup on offense? That guy earned a position on the team. And what we've seen in the last couple of days, and I know people are going to say this guy stinks, that guy stinks, he was nothing. We saw Evgeny Grachev. He made the Blues first time out. And last year he was nothing but a floater in Hartford. I know he had Dale Weiss. Well, he made the Canucks. He was good enough for the Vancouver Canucks, the Stanley Cup runner-ups last year. I mean, I'm not saying that these guys are make-or-break guys. But what I'm saying is, instead of the Rangers going after the Frolovs and Dakota Leaks, guys that are free agents. Now, they stayed away from it this year. But even in Mike Rupp's case, couldn't Dale Weiss be Mike Rupp? I mean, although I seen one of the funniest lines today by Frosty, who's not here because he can't stay up past 9 o'clock. He said Dale Weiss throws punches like Dale Bozio or Dale Bozio. who was the lead singer of Missing Persons, for you, and a Playboy model, ex-Playboy model, a penthouse model. But why does it seem always go after the veteran guy when, and it seems it's so hard to break the into the lineup. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And that's one of the things that bothers me with Tortorella. He will go with the guy that knows his system rather than or who is a pro who can adapt to his system, which a lot of these guys that they've brought in certainly haven't adapted to his system. And he's been critical of most of the Rangers' acquisitions. And so I'm just throwing that out there. And when I do my preview of the Rangers, one of the things I'm going to touch upon is that when are the Rangers going to make that transition of being the team that loses 60% of the games by one goal to the team that wins 60, 70% of their games by one or two goals? And, you know, when are we going to make that switch from, you know, just completely playing it close to the vest to actually maybe opening it up? So that's something I wanted to touch upon before I just want to throw that out there and get it respect.
If you get a chance, click the link I just posted in the chat room at Dale Bozio. It's a mugshot. Horrific.
Oh, really? She was arrested?
She was arrested for, I think she was arrested for animal cruelty, if I'm not mistaken, at some point. I think she's been arrested a few times. But, yeah, I think she was arrested for animal cruelty, if I'm not mistaken. But you got to look at that picture. It's really something. It's a sight to behold.
Wow.
All right, you ready to go back to the phones?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, on the phone with us, we have Avery. He's known in the chat room as Avery God. So this is a Sean Avery fan. John, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Jim? Hey, Eddie.
How are you, man?
I'm spectacular.
So sarcastic.
Oh, he's always sarcastic. So give us your thoughts. Sean Avery, no longer a Ranger. Your thoughts?
I saw it coming. I really did, and I hate to say it. I saw it coming. After getting scratched several times last year, and just the way the younger players were doing in training camp, even Christensen was having a pretty decent camp. I saw it coming, and I knew he was either going to be a 13th forward, just sitting up in the box. I saw it coming, and I hate it, but I knew it was going to happen. And I even said, if he is going to be sitting in the box year-round, or sadly, if he gets sent down to the minors, which after all that, when his contract's up, the Rangers aren't going to re-sign him. It was to the Rangers before he went to Dallas. He's a completely different Avery now because of the NHL and Tortorella and the leash they have on him. He can't be the same Avery he once was, which means his game is gone.
He's just not that good of a hockey player.
I've always liked him. To me, restrictions, the NHL, and not so much the NHL, but the type of stuff that Tortorella has been using is not the way Avery plays. He has restricted Avery to the type of play he could be. You alone said, if I'm correct, last year you predicted Avery could have 12-plus goals last season. Sadly, he only had, three?
2 years ago, I think I said.
Two years. You even had hoped that Avery could be a much better player than what he is. And there's
then
times
realized,
where he shows
and then
those
I
flashes
he's not
of
that
greatness.
Good of a hockey player.
And that's the sad thing, is I always thought he'd be something better instead of just some guy who goes around aggravating people and beating the crap out of them.
You know what Avery is? Avery's the guy you play street hockey with. He's a real dickhead. You know, he'll call people fatso. We played hockey with guys like that. You know, he'll call people fatso and wave their stick in their face. And, oh, you had my sloppy seconds and all that bullshit. But when you come right down to it, he wasn't that good of a hockey player.
Yeah, one of them was our brother, Russell.
Russ has tremendous hockey skills. Very underrated.
Okay, says you.
All right, so you saw it coming, so you're not really that upset, is what you're saying, because you saw it coming, and you're admitting that he's a that he's a shell of his former instigating self, and he's not that good of a hockey player.
He's not. Like you just said, I did see it coming. So the fact that he's not on the team doesn't surprise me. Eventually, you got to figure that Tortorella's bringing in, he's instituting his game plan. He's going to bring in the guys that fits his game plan. People are going to have to leave. Christensen and Avery are going to be the first two. Eventually, Fedotenko is going to have to go as well because they got to make room, bring in these new Hagelin, Bork. It's going to happen. People are going to start leaving this team, and it's going to be youth, which I find I love youth. I want chemistry on this team.
I understand what you're saying, but can you tell me something? Can you answer a question for us? Because I think we're going on 2 years and we don't really know. What is Tortorella's game plan? What exactly is his plan?
His plan is to change everybody's game styles and make it his own game style.
And that is what? What happened?
I don't know. Call Tortorella. I don't know. Hold on. I think
you're killing. You are killing me.
There he was.
Yeah. I'll chat with him tonight on Facebook. I'll let you.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think right now I'm waiting for a Rocky. You know when Rocky, what was he going? He was going right-handed and they switched to left-handed. Right now we're doing the rope-a-dope. We try to keep it close, get you in a shootout. Then we go lefty, and then I hit you with the Richards and the Gavrik and the Volsky and the Zuccarello.
I think I got Mick, that. Mick, you got to let me fight left-handed. Now you're not fighting right-handed. You hit that bag 500 times.
You're like a Kentucky fried idiot.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, John, thank you for your call. And, hey, I'll see you Thursday afternoon.
Yep, no problem.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, later. Bye, Ed.
Yeah, take care, my friend. Have we solved the DB Maven problem? I mean, what is he calling it from? Sputnik? I mean, where is he calling it from? The relay?
I don't know. He hasn't called back. You know, he calls in on that one phone number, and it's like, you know, there's like a 10-second delay. It reminds me of when they used to talk to, you know, during the first Iraqi war, and they used to set the webcam up on the Army Jeep, and there had to be a 20-second delay between the question and the answer. And, you know, that's what it's like talking to DB Maven. It's like you said, he's calling from Sputnik. Oh, man.
It's crazy going nuts. It's like.
Now they're doing Rocky lines in the chat room. I love it. There's one call on it. What, you scheduled us for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I think we're going to fall short.
Really? You got nothing else to say about this?
We do have one more phone call. If anybody else wants to call in, 646-478-4692. We still haven't had one person call in. And you know what? I was thinking about this today. We really haven't, as much as we've seen on the internet and on Twitter today, you know, different boards, and I saw it on Blue Shirt Banner because I still do hang out there, and I saw it on other boards, and I saw it on Twitter. All these people defending Avery and shooting down torts, but nobody, we've still yet to get one phone call that really says, this is a horrible mistake, how could they do that? Even Avery God said, yeah, I saw this coming, what are you going to do? He's not what he used to be. I want the people to call in on the Twitter. Where's the, you know, the grassroots
head
movement?
Hits. Any thank head
you.
Hit.
Thank, there's Paulie. Thank you, Paulie. Great show tonight, Paulie. The instigators are back. Tonight was their
first night
back. You know, they were, Paulie and Kotze were summering in the Bahamas. And, you know, they're tanned and rested and ready and rocked and rolling. Puck
just
life
let
radio.
Me go. You can't let me go. I feel like I'm being restrained here. I mean, what do you want? I mean, Sean Avery, what are we going to hold on to the Sean Avery? You people get too attached to these Rangers. I mean, it's bad enough I got a Sean Avery, he played, what did he average, 4 minutes a game, 5 minutes a game last year? He had one of the worst TOIs on the Rangers. He didn't play that much, folks. I mean, there's the occasion where he has a good energy shift, but he's getting older. He doesn't bring anything to the team. And you know the direction they're going. The Rangers are becoming more and more, and God, I can't believe I'm saying this, like the left wing lock type devils as far as personnel. Everybody's got to be interchangeable. Well, maybe this is an argument for why Avery should stay. But you know what? I think they're phasing those guys out. The Rangers want guys who are defensively responsible, don't take bad penalties, all play with jam, all have, and I really think, you know, you're on a short leash if you don't play that way. And the guys I have seen by Tortorella, again, the Rangers have made it clear they're going in a direction of a hard-working team. God knows they have three lines of hard workers, and hopefully this first line can be produce offensively. Look at the Rangers defensemen. There's not one guy who has a lick of offense in him. Let's call it what it is, folks. Now I know they're very young, but they can't even find a power play defenseman on this team. And if you're trying to sell me on Michael Delzato, I saw nothing in the preseason that would lead to me that he's made any progress. The Rangers have a bunch of defensive defensemen who, frankly, remind me a lot of the Devils, sans Scott Niedermeyer, who are interchangeable in the top six, which is not a bad thing. But I also see that in how much difference is the third line from the fourth line, if we really look at it? Not much difference. I don't know how much I expect that to boil. Is Prust going to... I'm very worried about this team. I'm worried without Stahl. I don't know how it's all going to shake out, because somewhere, as I said, Tortorella is going to have to switch gears from being, play it deathly safe and close to the vest, and then when he's going to be able to say, listen, we can open it up. I'm a little worried about this transition. You got a lot of young defensemen that could have sophomore slumps. The sixth defenseman, the seventh defenseman, who do we have? I don't like Michael Delzato. I don't like Steve Eminger. I don't think Tim Erickson is ready to play. He's going to wind up in Hartford. I'm starting to think now, Jim, and this is going to be a real shockeroo to you, who had been promoting this guy for all that we got on Matt Gilroy, for the $1 million that he got out of Tampa. Why not have just re-signed him and dumped Eminger? I know they got Eminger like near the league minimum, but still, for $1 million, at least Matt Gilroy was steady. I didn't see him make a mistake. Okay, he wasn't an offensive juggernaut, but I certainly would take him over those buffoons. And the fact that we're even talking about Stu Bickle and Brendan Bell, they impressed. I don't know. I'm a little bit worried. I'm just tad worried. And Tortorella, this is not going to be. And I don't think it's a torts Avery, like it's torts' call. I just think this team is going in a different direction. They are drafting people of character. They're drafting people who are people of, good soldiers. Now, I'm not saying that Sean Avery doesn't care about being a Ranger or care about the team, but I think Sean Avery cares more about Sean Avery a lot of the times than he cares more about being a good teammate. I think a good teammate is kind of a residual effect. You know, you stick up for a guy or hit somebody dirty. you know, like kind of we saw with the Giroux. I mean, it killed Giroux. It's like, okay, that sounds great to us Ranger fans, but is he really doing it because he doesn't like the fact that, Belbiv DeVoe got hit? Or is he doing it because now it's time for him to take the spotlight again and cause, you know, shit out there on the ice? All right, now I got it out.
Okay.
Are you
there? I'm here. I was taking it all in.
All right.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up. We got one more phone call on the line. I think it's Cutter. Cutter, hello.
Hello.
Cutter.
Okay. You are min yummy yummy cupcake. You are min yummy yummy cupcake. Nula skiten. In case you don't know what that is, it's yummy yummy cupcake in Swedish.
Oh, so wow.
You've been awesome. How did you pick that?
You guys opened up in Sweden.
That's true. Where did you learn that?
I'm not telling you my method.
Brother.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Jim wants to wrap up the show.
Well, in a few minutes. But hold on. Cutter, you did your NHL preview show last night. Is that correct? Or is it tonight?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow night. Sorry.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night.
Why don't you give us a little
because
sneak
got-
preview? Are you mad at it? Are you now? Don't answer this. Just yes or no. Are you making on your show tomorrow night? Are you making a Stanley Cup Finals prediction?
Yes.
All right. Would you care to divulge it here? Just yes or no. Or you have to save it, or are you saving it for the catastrophe?
This game has got some pace.
Unfortunately, I'm saving it for the show tomorrow.
All right. How about, will you give us your final four? Yes or no?
Final four. Yes. I can give you a good final four.
Take this man to the cooler.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah. It will be in the Eastern Final. It will be Washington losing to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And in the West, it's going to be
really,
Blackhawks.
You really went out on a limb there. Pittsburgh and Washington in the finals.
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
way to get yourself noticed as a prognosticator.
It's the conference final.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
I didn't say Washington was going to win the cup, now did I?
I know, but I'm just saying you picked the two best teams in the East and said they're going to meet in the finals.
Boy, what a show. Wow. Oh. I didn't say Pittsburgh was going to be in the top two.
All right.
How they finish.
All right, let's just get to the West.
Yeah,
what else would you, Robin?
I'm already sorry I asked. Who's going to be in the West?
I hate to say this, but...
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
It's going to be Chicago, Vancouver again.
You basically picked
trust
the top
me, just sit back and relax. Next 6 hours is going to be filled with boredom, followed by monotony.
You picked the best four teams in hockey and just said that's going to be the finals. Where is the... you need an outlandish prediction. You need something that's out of the box. You
how about
pick
this?
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. I got to cut in here because Howie just reminded me of this. Why do they sing the Banana Split song after goals in Europe? Isn't that the Banana Split song? Oi, 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 oi. Is that the Banana Splits? Why do they sing that?
Because it's fun. It's a fun song.
Must be some kind of culture thing. I have no clue.
Cutter, they're comparing you to Stan Fischler in the chat room with these predictions. Would you care to make any other bold predictions, like Ovechkin wins the Hart, or Tim Thomas with the Vezina, or Lundqvist with the Vezina? Any other bold predictions?
How about Lundqvist
with East to West tomorrow, Cutter?
Yes, I have a bold prediction.
Is this what you do?
My bold prediction: Rangers win division.
Whoa!
Thanks for the Falcons.
So, I like that.
Now, hold on a minute there, Jeff. Are you saying that because you're on the show with us right now?
No.
Are you saying that because you want to suck up to us and the millions of fans around the world who listen to this show? Or do you genuinely believe that the New York Rangers are going to win the Atlantic Division, the Patrick Division? Do you honestly believe they are going to win the Patrick Division?
Yes, because Philly's got shit goaltending and Pittsburgh's got shit players like shit Crosby.
Whoa! I like it.
We don't even know when he's coming back yet.
That's why Pittsburgh's gonna suck.
I got this article I got Sports Illustrated the other day. I don't know if you read Eddie. Do you get Sports Illustrated?
Nah, I don't read that.
I got it for a year's subscription for $2. So I took Sports Illustrated. But last week there was an article in there about Crosby and his recovery from his concussion, and I guess he went to see some special chiropractic neurologist or something like that. Who basically healed him in a span of like 2 days. He had all these symptoms for 8 months or whatever it was. Then he goes to see this guy, and 2 days later, he's on the ice skating. Well, why the hell can't the Rangers go take Mark Stahl to this guy and find out? This guy supposedly has like a year waiting list of people going to see him, and I guess they called and dropped Crosby's name, and this guy said, yeah, I'll see him. And can't the Rangers do that with Mark Stahl? Doesn't Glenn Stahl with the chiropractic neurologists?
The Rangers can't afford that.
Hello? The check is in the mail.
Right.
Oh, there we go.
So, I think that's a bold prediction. Pittsburgh, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be that bad. I guess we'll find out. We'll save all our Pittsburgh talk for when we have the guy on here.
Yeah, and I will make my Rangers predictions on Friday morning.
So will I. And I'm even more worried now that Cutter has picked them to win a division, by the way.
Yeah, because, as Lucy would say.
Father reduces.
We're doomed.
So,
Cutter, anything
else? All right. Anything else, Cutter, my friend?
I was gonna say, what's your dream realignment? Because as you may hear, Winnipeg is going to the West next year. What's the best realignment for Rangers?
Well, you know, I've noticed a couple of people write about it. I guess this idea of having an all-Canada division is starting to build up some steam, because it would be the best thing for the networks, for like TSN and CBC, and then down here for Versus and NBC, because then you'd have, if you had all the American teams together and you put Boston and New York and Philly and all them in the same division, and then just have Canada in their own division. That idea apparently is starting to gain some steam. I don't think it'll ever really happen, but.
I doubt it. What I suggest is that you put like all the original six teams in one division, and then you add like a hated rival like Philly and make it seven.
Why can't there just be six in that? Why can't there just be an original six division?
Well, I don't know how many divisions they're going to put. Is it going to be six? Is it going to be four? We don't know.
I don't know, but I mean,
no,
why
I'm
couldn't you?
Bored.
All right. Cutter, we'll get your thoughts on realignment tomorrow night during your NHL preview. How long is the show? What time is it on? Where can it be found? Your public wants to know.
I posted the link, I believe.
Sorry, I dropped it.
Okay, sorry. It's tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Sorry.
Fuck you. Damn it.
He hung up. He thought you hung up on him. Are you still there?
Yeah, I booted him.
Yeah, I know. He didn't think you... Oh, that's funny. He goes,
no one
damn
says
it.
That to you. No one
damn
does.
It. Yeah, only we say that.
That's right.
You blew
well,
it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
That's right, Cutter. You blew it.
That's right. You blew it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to us tonight. It was a tumultuous broadcast. I drafted a very bad team. Somehow I wound up with Nick Antropoff on my team because of a technical glitch. But anyway, we must move on. Remember, go to the website. If you want a shirt, check it out. There's things, there's sound. We put some sound clips from the show up on the website, blueshirtunderground.com, the Facebook page, the Twitter, the Twatter, the Twatter, Blue Shirt BSU Gym, Radio Gym, BSU Radio Gym. And me at Ranger Crisis. If you want to contact me about the shirts, again, Ranger Crisis, Eddie at RangerCrisis.com. Jim, once again, it's been an absolute goddamn pleasure. I thank everyone for this award and joining us tonight.
Vince wants to know if you got Peter Klima.
Peter Klima is, I heard he's in rehab. I couldn't get him. But, It's a wild, wacky thing we do here, and I thank every one of you guys for joining us. And it was really tumultuous. There's Rock'em Sock'em Robots in the chat room today, and let's keep it going. We got a couple more days before Ranger Hockey starts, and they start playing the games, and that's when we're really going to get revved up. And no emailing me any money or Eddie money. Just don't email me money or Eddie money. Okay? I'm done, Jimmy.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.